Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Although you see no water for miles around, you are, like us, marooned. You're stranded in this sad and lonely place called Barovia. To mix metaphors, we are incarcerated. The fog that surrounds us are the bars of our dungeon, and Baron von Strahd is our jailer. As far as I can tell, there is only one way out, and that is to kill Devil Strahd.
There is a tree the size of a double-decker bus is sprouting out of the ground here.
Oh, fuck.
The tree in its side has a mouth, and it's chewing. Every time that opens, you can see a bloodied, broken, awful, sad-looking creature within. You could know it as nothing else but a were-raven. As you fly down, the druids don't say anything, but those rock people look up at you as you approach, and they notice you. They refuse to stop their ritual, but they are absolutely ready for you when you approach. Mm-hmm. When you get close, the ones in the innermost circle draw weapons, and you know if you dwell here, you're going to start taking blows.
Ah, shit.
Speaking of taking blows, you grab that were-raven and start pulling, but the tree is stronger and its vines drag her in. One of them slams into you.
Is it a...
Pray for a low number.
Is it high?
I don't know what you want from me, dude.
Not to be high.
Oh, no. God. Crushed hand, you have disadvantage on skill checks that rely on hands or arms until you finish a short rest.
Short rest is not so bad.
Okay. Do I need to roll a something? Is it a save? What is this?
It's an attack. It's a athletics check. Oh, wait. What they rolled or what you rolled? Rolled an athletics check.
No,
to get
I mean,
this person
is this
out?
The hand thing? Is that a check or is that just happened?
You just have disadvantage.
That's a shame.
Only take 15 points of damage.
Okay.
You're on 7 hit points.
Hey.
This went really wrong.
Real bad.
Really
real
quickly.
South, real quick.
So, yep. It's Cribbit's turn. It'd be nice if... It's nice.
Okay.
It's nice.
That's good.
Okay.
It seems good.
Okay.
It's Tarpos's turn. Tarpos, screaming, tries to drive the spear into Keshgar one more time. Pray for a high number.
Hi.
Try harder.
I'm so bad at prayer duty.
What a thing you often have to say. With a sharp stick, triple damage, and the target must make a DC 18 dexterity saving throw. On a failed save, the target loses an eye.
Hey. That rolls.
DM decides which one. That is Tarpos deals. Oh, wow. Oh, my God. Oh. Holy shit. All right. Keshgar turns to face Tarpos and his eyes go wide. There is no belief in these eyes, but there is still somehow certainty in his words. You will not kill. Tarpos drives the spear into Keshgar's eye.
Hell yeah.
Drags it back out. And Keshgar falls backwards and hits the dirt behind him. Tarpos says to no one but herself, blood, blood, blood.
Okay.
A wild look that only Gorob and Lushan can see appears in her eyes. Her thirst has been satiated for now.
Yeah, for now.
Then the figure in the tree, using your help, tries to drag themselves out.
Okay.
Come on. Let us get out of here.
You've got disadvantage on this check. You just barely fucking make it. Oh, thank God. All right. They drag themselves out of the tree and take wing with you, or at best they can. You're kind of helping. They're like limp flying. You know what I mean? Like limping but flying. And you're half helping them. When you do that, One of the stone people tries to grab at you as you pass, but you're too high. You're flying away. They look at you, look at the druids. One of the druids nods, and then they throw themselves into the tree.
Oh.
They are consumed, and the ritual completes. The entire hill begins to rumble. Tarpos looks at Gorob and Lushan and gestures to the prone figures of Pip and Cribbit. The rock people scatter past Elainiel, who looks up at the hill as Gorob, Lushan and Tarpos look down at her. She gestures for them to follow and then points at Cribbit and Pip's prone forms. Everyone begins trying to scatter off the tree. While that happens, Pip and...
Yeah.
Pip and Cribbit, no one can spare a moment to stabilize you right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, look, I'm going to be there as fast as I can fly.
I get it.
The hill begins erupting as giant... It looks like giant trees to match the one that just ate are exploding their way out of the hill. Then you realize with a sickening sensation, these are not individual tree blights. This is one tree blight beneath the hill. The hill is completely destroyed as the tree blight begins to raise itself out of the earth. The tree blight stands on four legs, raises itself up. It is impossibly huge. It is as big as Krezek.
Fucking hell.
All right. Okay. All right.
When that happens... Cribbit is going to need to fail, pass, fail. It's two fails, two passes.
How?
All right, Cribbit's stale.
Should I be...
Yeah, would you like to just... Unfortunately...
How like, in terms of where we're flying, how quickly is this all happening? How quickly can we get back to them, even if I can try
to... It's absolute chaos right now. You can see Tarpos and Gorob Lushan are carrying both Cribbit and Pip, respectively, sprinting away as Elainiel also sprints to the tree line.
Okay.
You could try to dart after them. It's going to take you a little while, though, because you're traveling a lot and you're trying to avoid the tree.
I'm dodging,
right?
I understand. Yeah. So, yeah, like I will be trying to zoom head towards Pip and Cribbit.
All right. I think, Pip, you're going to have to make at least two death saving throws before he can reach you.
12.
That's a success.
That's a success. 8.
That's a fail.
That's a fail. Okay.
All right. You reach Pip. What would you want to do?
I will.
And at that point, Cribbit makes his third stabilizing saving throw.
I do 5 points of lay on hands on Pip, and then 5 on Cribbit.
All right, Cribbit and Pip both wake up.
No. We need to go find a body of water.
Oh God.
As the druids and the rockmen begin scattering, or as their scattering finishes, they begin to remember that you are here.
Oh, fuck.
You are in a field thick with them. But as the tree starts making its way north, one last bolt of lightning splits the sky. And through the rain and the darkness of even the day of Barovia, you can see... Far in the direction that you came from, a figure is on the road. They ride a horse. The horse is pure jet black. The figure astride it is impossibly large. Or perhaps they just seem impossibly large. Certainly they are imposing. They wear beautiful finery, the nicest of clothing, the fanciest, perhaps. They have a wickedly cruel face, awful, vicious looking, like the sort that makes you feel like you are truly prey in these lands. As they ride down towards you slowly, they make it seem like hunting you would be so easy, like they don't need to run. They could just walk and eventually they will find you. You stare at the vampiric face of a Gogash.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Okay. Fuck.
Pip, give me everything you have on vampires. What do you know about vampires?
I can see a Gogash too, yeah?
Yeah, a Gogash is very prominent.
I know I got a lizard face, so expression is hard, but the wildest eyed look. There's no time. And then I just want to turn around and get as far away from a Gogash as is humanly possible.
Yeah, brief moment and just like flash in your mind the pages in Emmanuel de Monster on Vampire.
We'll be here all day. Yeah,
imagining the part of the second page is a crossword that you need to solve to understand how to kill them.
Running water.
Oh, putting a crossword in that you need to solve. Fuck it out.
Only heeth who solveth the puzzle.
He's like prior attempts, like raised out. Yeah.
What's the best metal? Six across. Oh. What is that again?
It's cryptic.
Yeah. Cool. You're running. I'll just like. Cribbit
bravely with his friends ran away.
just holding, just holding the ground to be like, I think. I want to just touch myself and. Give myself 8. Wow, that's a weird expression, isn't it, paladins? I will touch myself and give myself 8 healing points.
Okay.
All right.
A little bit of juice.
You, Pip, everyone can see the direst wolf standing next to
a Gogash.
But only you really, at this distance, only you are familiar enough with Boris to recognize him this far away. To anyone else, he just looks like any old direst wolf with a bunch of bolts stuck in his back.
But you recognize every bolt, every scar upon that dire wolf's body.
And Boris... Boris turns up to look at a Gogash. This blows your mind, almost as if waiting for orders. A Gogash gives a gesture, and then you hear from the woods around you, you hear as before you see it.
Oh, shit, dude. Oh, no.
And then the footfalls of many direst wolves, including Boris, who has begun sprinting his way across, not really Yester's Hill anymore, more like Yester's Pit at this point, towards you. When that happens, all of you turn around to look at the raven, which you saved just moments ago, circling around to the east. It makes the noise again.
What does it seem like?
It flies eastwards.
Okay, I'm following the crow.
How far away is everybody?
When you say everybody, do you mean your companions or your enemies?
I guess the enemies.
The enemies? Well, that varies. You can't see many. You can hear a bunch of direst wolves moving through the tree line around Yester Hill. They could be as close as 30 feet or as far as 100 feet. You have no idea. You can't see them. Boris is about 250 feet and closing. He moves at maybe twice your flight speed. So he's tracking you at an insane rate. A Gogash has not yet moved. He's just watching for now. Okay. It's almost as if he doesn't feel like he needs to get involved.
Okay, where's everyone else? They're behind me, I'm guessing, or
they're a bit scattered.
Yeah,
I would say that Cribbit is probably basically at your side. Gorob Lushan is the furthest away, and he's scrambling towards your formation. Tarpos, the druid, I don't know if I've mentioned her name yet. Tarpos is slowly staggering to her feet. She might be closer to Pip, and when she sees Pip moving, she begins to move as well in Pip's direction. Elanial, you can't see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And again, what are the druids, the other druids?
Druids are kind of scattered. They don't look like they're much of a threat right now.
Is he moving? Are you moving?
Yeah, no. I don't know. Hector, are you moving?
No, I think I'm just assessing it.
I'd like to stop in the mud and turn around. Kind of are you dim? Are you stupid? You can't save Barovia if you're dead, I don't think.
Get a good boy card. That's a great line.
Thank you.
I could buy you some time.
No. You can't. You can die. Causing further irreparable trauma. Come into the forest.
Yeah, I just turn, I grab Cribbit, I assume.
Do you pick up Cribbit?
Someone's got to scoop
him up. Tuck
him
under your arm, yeah, sure.
And run.
Do I have a chance to scoop up Pop?
to scoop up. Oh, the chicken! Oh, right. I got really confused for a second.
Jackson, he's in childbirth right now.
You can scoop up Pop if you want. Okay. Pop is moving. Pop's kind of stuck to your heel this entire time. But okay. Pop is slower than you, so if you pick up Pop,
does he balk at that?
Pop, no. Pop goes really still and quiet.
He's scared too, I guess. maybe no, that's actually way too coherent a thought. I think Pip's staring at
Pop. A wolf leaps out of the forest.
No!
A wolf leaps out of the forest at you, Pip, and then is struck by an arrow from seemingly nowhere with enough force that it's knocked aside. Okay. You thank Elanial and keep moving.
Okay, tuck Pop under my arm and, duck into the woods.
Mm. All right, you're all sprinting?
Yeah, we're sprinting following the bird.
All right, every now and then you hear, caw, caw, just to let you know where the bird is.
Mm-hmm.
And every now and then as well, one of the direst wolves kind of emerges out of the tree line, makes a snap or a bite at one of you. And if that happens, the crow tries to give you as best as they can a bit of a warning. They'll swoop down at eye level to let you know that they've spotted a direst wolf, which gives you a split second so that you're not completely surprised.
Yeah.
How would you like to deal with this? I would say that you could just ignore it, keep running, and every now and then you might cop a bite. Mm-hmm. Or you can stop and engage. Stopping and engaging every now and then might fend them up. They're using, you've seen this before, they're using hit and run tactics.
Yeah, cool.
So they'll come in, nip at you, and then retreat back before you can really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop and fight, you can get a hit in, but that would mean very quickly you would become surrounded and escape would be, it'd be a fight at that point.
I don't think we can stop.
I don't think we can stop. I'd be like, oh, we could kind of, because I could do like, oh yeah, a few little hits here, or like chucking in like a some sort of cantrip or whatever, but that's just going to slow us down.
How, I know this is a crazy question in Barovia, how dry is this forest?
Well, it's funny you should say that.
Yeah.
No sooner have you thought that, then it begins snowing.
Okay.
Snowing.
Yeah, you're quite close to Mount Gacchus, I think it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And at where you are currently, it is cold enough that it snows here rather than rains.
Pip's about to set fire to the forest. That's like, oh, maybe they are. No, you know what? Never mind. Fair enough. Yeah, I guess we just keep running then.
The snow makes, Barovia is already an unpleasant place, but the snow makes it even worse. As you've been running for about 10, 20 minutes, the snow begins to get as heavy as the heavy rain that comes down. It's not like blizzard conditions, but it is heavy enough that you begin slowing down. Instead of the heaty of the direst wolves tracking you, it becomes more of a crunch, 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 snarling attack. All right, so.
I was like, radiant damage isn't heat to snow, is it?
No, I'm sorry.
Snow cares naught about God.
Oh, man. Tarpos, one of the direst wolves leaps on Tarpos and knocks her to the ground. She only takes 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Oh, she's pretty healthy, actually, but that slows her down. She's now at the back of the formation.
Okay, does she get, is she like engaged with that direst wolf?
No, the direst wolf, as it leaps down on her, you can see a bunch of other direst wolves slink their way out of the forest trying to come at her from different sides. But when she turns around and tries to snap back, the direst wolves immediately retreat.
Okay.
Hit and run tactics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Classic.
Okay, cool.
Gorob Lushan is thankfully fast enough that he's making his way towards the front of the pack.
Amazing that he's so quick.
He moves at a fast... Barbarians move at a faster feet.
Yeah. He's lucky.
They, I should say.
Yeah.
He's dragging his the wizard companion.
Yeah.
We will not stop! We will live! They say in unison. And, Pip, you're also far enough at the front of the group that you and Pop are fine. But Hector, you're probably going to cop it the worst, if I'm being honest, because you dawdled the most.
Yeah. That's fair. I was about to say, if Torpos was like, I probably like stop to help.
Yeah.
You and Cribbit are very lucky. As As one of the direstwolves leaps out at you, Cribbit, with his loot, hits the direst wolf because he doesn't need to. He can focus on them because he's just tucked underneath your arm.
You beautiful frog, man.
Then, like, another one comes at you from a different angle. Cribbit turns at that one and says, "Don't." There's no magic to it. The direstwolf
just activates the dog brain. Stop.
And then a third one manages to land, hits you in the small of your back, Hector, but you manage to roll with the blow and keep going.
Okay, all right.
Tarpos is now the one who's going to take it the worst, unless, Hector, you'd like to slow down.
He would. I would.
Dumb. Well, we'll start with you, Hector, this time.
I'm just going to pick her up.
Okay.
You die.
God.
I've got bad news. You need to make a strength saving throw. One of the direst wolves hits you square in the back and knocks you to the ground.
Okay.
You are going to fail. Okay.
Do I have my auras? I got my aura.
Oh, that's right. You do too have an aura. You pass. Ooh. You will still take damage.
Ooh.
Okay.
How many hit points were you on again?
Currently 15.
15? Well, you're going to take another 11 points of damage. So what's that? 4?
If I was to, like, as a reaction, do a shield, would that help, or would that not? Would I still get hit?
Well, I wish you'd told me that earlier. What's that? An extra 5 hit points, right?
Yeah.
I believe that would have prevented this damage. Correct.
Okay.
So you're going to cast shield?
Yeah.
I assume that does not sound like a clerical spell, so I assume...
Well, it is a clerical spell, but it's not from a clerical source.
I see. Well, you...
Oh, no, it is not from... It's not
a clerical spell. Yeah, I thought so, yeah. You, as one of the direst wolves pounds up behind you, you turn around, put a hand in front of you, the hand that's not holding Cribbit, obviously, and you feel a sickly presence in the back of your mind leap forwards down your arm and out of your... Well, it's now a skeletal hand, not a regular hand. And then this sickly green aura appears as a shield in front of you. The direst wolf lands on that instead. Tarpos is going to cop it once. And luckily, one of the direst wolves comes out, tries to nip at her, but she kicks at it. And you keep moving. Pip?
Yeah.
The raven has been leading you in just one direction, but at this point, in the back of your mind, you're like, where? You know Boris is quick.
Yeah.
Where is Boris? The raven nearly hits the ground. It tries to go down so quickly. Go, 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 go!
Yeah.
You know there's a rustling in the bushes in front of you. Boris has circled around, is fast enough to have gotten in front of you. You turn in another direction. The raven starts leading you somewhere else.
Okay.
Go, 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 go!
Oh, God. Oh, God.
A couple of times this happens.
Where am I?
You... All right, Pip, you're able to deduce, you're able to work out that there is a unseen battle happening right now between this raven and Boris.
Oh, God.
Boris is trying to take you one direction. The raven is trying to prevent that.
Okay. All right.
You could barrel past Boris if you really wanted.
I don't know if that's clever.
All right. Meanwhile, Hector, you're still up the back?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going to get hit again. Would you like to...
Is it a thing that's going to drag me to the ground kind of hit?
You have to make a strength saving throw.
I'm good at those 15 hit points. Oh, fuck me. okay. Let's see. Yeah, I guess I gotta be up shielding up.
It's gonna be a cold night tonight. Cribbit's gonna give you bardic inspiration. You can do it, you can do it, you can do it.
Is that a new song from Cribbit?
Okay, you can't do it. turns out, with all of these fucking bonuses, you suck dick.
maybe I'll just have...
A good boy card?
Just chuck a good boy card.
Yeah, go on.
Failed save and throw. Maybe I'll just re-roll.
Just re-roll?
Yeah, just reroll.
I'll reroll the D8 as well that you get because I'm kind like that. All right, you suck. You pass. Okay. You're still going to take damage, but you're not knocked prone.
I cast shield.
Well, you should have done that first.
I said I casted shield.
Oh, I didn't. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you weren't. I'm so sorry. Well, in that case, Cribbit didn't use that bardic inspiration because you didn't get hit at all.
Excellent.
And you prevented 14 points of damage.
Oh boy, God. That shield is real good, ain't it?
Oh, boy.
Tarpos is going to cop it. Tarpos is pretty good at, while she does not wear heavy armors, she has heavy furs, and that plus the fact that anytime one of the dire wolves comes at her, she growls at them, they back off.
Tarpos is cool.
All right. And Pip, what are we? What's the plan? What's the go? What are we doing here?
Okay,
you gonna barrel past Boris?
I think I gotta.
as you do that, obviously the Raven probably doesn't really understand what you're planning on doing. So when you keep going after they warn you not to, they get really insistent. Go, go, go! Okay. They swoop at you, trying to knock you in the face. Mm-hmm. Are you just going to...
No, fair enough. Fair enough. I'm going to turn around and just try and get as far away from Boris as possible.
All right, so you're not going to barrel past Boris?
Yeah, no. I'm actually going to take my own advice and try not to be a hero.
All right. You... that moment of hesitation fucked some shit up. When the Raven gets close enough to knock you in the face, it's already too late and Boris wins. When you turn, you emerge from some trees and you realize, with a heart-stopping realization, you see a massive cliff face. You are up the top of a cliff, gazing down into the, I believe it is this one here?
The Luma River.
The Luna River.
Okay.
It is nearly a 500 foot drop.
Oh, fuck.
You see just cliff face on either side of you. Not only is it a 500 foot drop, it's a 500 foot drop into a waterfall. You are currently looking at, there is a waterfall that extends maybe 100 feet in either direction. You don't know. It looks like white water rapids for the entirety of any part of this river you can see. It spans so far that you cannot, in this heavy snow and in the darkening night.
Snowing. Oh my God.
Oh yeah. In the darkening night as well, you cannot see the other side. You know there's gotta be one.
Right.
Well, but you can't fucking see it. Funnily enough though, actually, and I'm not even kidding here, it is so dark and snowing so heavily that it could be jumpable, you just don't know.
fuck, dude. And Boris is like right on my heels, right?
Wow, actually, right on your heels instead is Gora Blushin, followed by Tarpos, followed by Cribbit, and followed by and followed by Hector. All of you emerge here, and you hear growling as direst wolves emerge from all different directions.
This is not good.
I guess
the Raven circles high above you, and you, if you glance upwards for even just a brief moment, you can see the Raven is kind of looking frantically, trying to find a path for you, but they're not doing anything just yet.
Okay.
Boris emerges from the middle of the group.
I'll have my crossbow ready and primed. Maybe, in fact, the moment Boris emerges, I'm just going to shoot him in the head.
There's no time.
All right, well, we'll just go to initiative.
Adam, with my devil sight, can I see a bit further than Pip could?
With the heavy snow, you can see that there is, it is technically jumpable. I've got good news and I've got bad news. Which would you like first?
I would love some good news first.
With the addition of devil sight, you can see through the darkness, not through the snow, and it is snowing quite heavily, but you can make out, even through the snow, that there is, on the other side of this crevasse, ravine, whatever you want to call it, there is a bridge. Bad news, there is half of a bridge. On your side, it has crumbled away entirely. You can see the massive divot here where it should have been once long ago. You could jump to that bridge, but you don't know its structural integrity.
There is a bridge.
All right, we're going to go to initiative because
half a bridge.
Yeah. Okay. Oh God. It's been just one thing after another.
It's been
for so long.
It's been great knowing you. Pip, you're first.
Okay.
You open fire.
Yeah.
How many attacks did get? Two attacks,
yeah.
Hit.
All right, okay.
Mm-hmm. Are these just special bolts or just regular?
I think I've got some silver bolts left, so I'll make them silver.
That won't overcome any resistances, you know.
It's just
that,
a
right?
Direst wolf, that's right. Just regular bolts.
Right. That is 19 points of damage. Good
okay.
job.
All right.
Boris takes 19 points of damage.
I mean, this is pretty much just like a mad scramble. This is not... Mm. I don't think I'm entering combat with Boris. I'm just trying to keep him from attacking us straight away.
Yeah.
It's Hector, your turn.
We can only see Boris.
There's Direst Bull. They've made a semicircle around you. There's no escape right now. The Raven is quite obviously trying to find a way out for you, mm-hmm. but they either haven't seen the half of the bridge or they're not highlighting that because for some other reason.
Okay. All right. Okay. Yelling over, I guess, the snow, the wolves, the uh-huh. house. I'm like, there is a bridge and it is the only way out. How many feet of a jump is it?
It would be a 15-foot jump.
Okay.
15-foot jump.
Oh, boy.
It is theoretically possible.
A cribbit?
15.
He is a frog.
A cribbit, I think, is one of the only ones who has a decent chance,
I was
actually.
Like, he's so little. Yenda.
Yeah. Yenda's not with you.
Oh, Yenda's not with us.
Gorblushin.
Right. Gorb.
No, Gorblushin are great. They got a massive bonus.
I guess everyone's fine, really.
I wouldn't say that.
All right. Can I? Yep. All right. There's a bridge. It's the only way past. I would like to use my action to help whoever is next to try and jump that.
That's Gorblushin are going next.
Yeah. So basically, I'm going to use my action to help.
How?
Shift them up.
Shift them up. Direct them. I can see it.
I see what you're saying. All right. Well, it's Gorblushin's turn. All right. We'll go first.
I've got such an ungainly body. Oh, my God.
Lushin, because they get two actions, Lushin is going to at least try to buy you some time. Lushin reaches up into the air with just one hand and then grabs from the air, snatches with surprising deftness a single snowflake.
Oh.
They flick that snowflake at the massed direst wolves. The snowflake, as it flies, turns into two. Those two turn into four, then eight, 16, 32. Oh, yeah. By the time that the snowflakes hit the direst wolves, there are millions of them. The direst wolves are going to need to make a dexterity saving throws.
Okay.
Ba-ba-ba. That will be 46 damage.
Fuck yeah.
Oof.
All right, a bunch of the direst wolves are buffeted by cold energy, mm-hmm. which explodes. The cold atmosphere that you are currently in causes this. It's like it supercharges the spell.
Fuck,
it
yes.
becomes even more powerful than it would be normally. Lushin says, "All right, you idiot, now get us across." Gorob turns to Lushin, socks him in the stomach.
Then
maybe your help action is like, guys.
What are you doing?
They jump across.
All right. Oh, God. Oh, God.
All right. You mm-hmm. are able to see it, Hector. Pip, you can't see it. You just hear above the din of the direst wolves and the falling snow, which there's like a blizzard whipping up into it now. It's beginning to get a bit worse. You hear... And Hector, you see that entire half of the bridge shifts down a little bit. Gorblushin and sprint to
Move
get
back.
To the other side.
Move back, run.
Okay.
All right, then it is Cribbit's turn.
Cribbit.
Jump.
Run.
Use your little frog legs, buddy.
All right.
Jump. We'll
this
be right
one.
Behind you. We'll be right behind you.
This one can do it. This one can do it. This one can do it. He gives himself.
Gives himself bardic inspiration.
Yeah, he gives himself
Sometimes
bardic
you
inspiration.
Got him. Sometimes you got him.
Cribbit leaps Boing. Across. You hear almost like a... As the his legs fully extend themselves for the
awesome.
First time you've ever seen. He leaps like a frog would and then lands on the bridge on the other side.
Oh, that's awesome.
He crawls his way onto the other side.
Can I hear the bridge shift when he does that?
No, he's light enough that he doesn't cause that.
Okay.
You hear his like... Blah, 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 blah. You hear the noises of him moving or speaking. It's hard to tell sometimes.
Yeah.
Is this me, you, Elenial and Torpos.
And Torpos,
it's the direst wolves' turn.
Oh, shit.
Guess what?
I don't know why I thought. I was like, yeah, now we'll just go through all of the NPCs, like our friends, and we'll all get across. That's not how that works.
Torpos gets attacked 3 times.
Shit.
Oh, why not 4? Torpos gets hit twice.
Hey, Adam, I've cast the Shield of Faith on myself as a bonus action? Just to give myself a bit of...
Sure.
That's good. That's one less...
I would appreciate next time if you kept your bonus actions to your turn.
Oh, yeah.
But
there's a lot going on, Adam.
And Torpos fails one saving throw but makes the other. Well, okay.
That's something.
Torpos
apples
takes,
and oranges, yeah.
Wow, it's a lot of force. Torpos takes 16, 20, 23 points of damage.
Okay. All right.
And they are prone.
Cool.
Oh, damn. Cool. Okay.
Are they getting also my aura stuff?
They would have failed still. No, because they rolled a 1. They would have failed still. You then shield of faith is that a +4 bonus?
Shield of faith is a +2.
Right. Well, your AC is pretty high now. 3 direst wolves attack you.
Oh my god.
Sucks to be you, buddy. That's a critical hit.
Oh no,
dude.
Pray for a low number.
Oh boy.
Okay.
Oh boy. Mm.
Oh no!
What? Is he okay?
Hobbled.
Is he gonna be okay, man?
Hobbled, your speed is reduced by 10 feet for a d6 round.
Oh god.
Alright, that's 10 points of damage, so you're on 5 hit points.
Cool.
Then you need to make the saving throw to not be knocked prone.
Cool stuff.
You make the saving throw.
Hey small blessings.
Yep. But your speed is now 20 feet.
Okay.
20 feet?
Yeah. Was 30?
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah.
For how? I don't know, I guess.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah.
For some time. All right.
Okay.
Then Pip.
Yeah.
No, there are, 3 direst wolves on Torpos, 3 direst wolves on Hector. Mm-hmm. There are a total of 15 more direst wolves.
Okay.
None of them attack.
That's the worst thing you could have said.
Worse, you know?
Boris approaches you slowly.
Pip.
You can't! Adam, it cannot be done. Maybe Pip throws up in his mouth a little bit.
Boris leaps at you. Boris hits, of course.
Yeah.
That was pretty much a given. All right. So, Pip Mandarin.
Yes.
You need to make a strength saving throw.
Okay.
Knowing that you are with your back to a 500-foot drop. Okay. You pass. You make your strength saving throw.
Oh, thank God.
I'm going to give you an option. Boris is the ringleader and the toughest of all of these direst wolves.
Okay.
You know enough to know that if you decapitate the direst wolves, that's not going to end their threat in Barovia, but it might buy everyone else some time. Now, instead of not falling, you could grab Boris and fall with him. He has put his full weight into this attack, expecting to knock you off. He hasn't knocked you off, so he has been a little unbalanced.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
you can grab and fall with him if you want.
Okay. As Boris collides with me, I imagine I reach out my arms around his neck and grab some of the bolts in his back.
Yeah.
First of all, Boris collides with me. I throw Pop away and I say, look after Pop. And then I grab the bolts and I'll fall off the cliff with Boris.
Get
if I can land on his back, maybe he can cushion my fall.
Get a good boy card. Hey, both of you are on 5 hit points. That's so cool.
I'm going to die. I'm going to fucking die. Oh, you recall one piece of lore relevant to this situation. Adam, remind me of the way to fall so you don't kill yourself. There's water at the bottom. That's kind of was what I was thinking. Maybe
you are falling backwards first. You hit a rock. Your shoulder breaks. You feel every bone that could be in your shoulder has just shattered.
I think it's too painful for me to even scream. My mouth's just wide, letting no noise out.
You keep tumbling,
And
we'll come back to you.
Okay. Alrighty.
Then it is Tarpos's turn. Tarpos.
That means I can't use my crossbow.
Tarpos shoves the direst wolf off her, gets to her feet, turns, and then as she sprints, she leaps. Hector, you see she's not going to make it. She's not even close. You don't even know why she tried to jump. Then she turns mid-leap. You see she turns into a flip. A frog. She lands on the other side and is able to slide down a little bit, but hold on to the other side and then slowly climb her way up.
Is she just like a little tiny frog? Like,
yeah,
not
she's
even
like a dart frog. Yeah, that's like cute. A tree frog.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That Tarpos is on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'll come back to Pip. Pip, you're in a different combat. Gorob and Lushan on the other side, you see they pick up Cribbit when he gets to them, and Cribbit climbs up onto, in between their twin heads, settles himself in as like a third head. Lushan turns to say something to Gorob, and Cribbit interrupts him. Don't fight.
Okay.
Oh my God. They just needed a third head in there. That Deva was almost on the money.
Lushan grabs one of their javelins and with a hand, it's Gorob and Lushan working together. Lushan pulls his hand along the end of the javelin and you see an icy crystals form along the javelin. Lushan, still holding on to it, leans back and throws the javelin as hard as he can. One of the direst wolves is picked up by the javelin. You just hear, whoo! And it goes off into the darkness.
Okay.
All right, Hector, it's your turn.
All righty. Okay, so I've just seen Pip.
The direst wolf on you gets off. It, without you having to do anything, it just lets you up.
I stand up.
You can see there's a bit that you're not... You're going to get attacked in a moment, but there's a bit of chaos among the direst wolves now that Boris is gone.
If I... Where's your chicken? If I was to grab the chicken and then try and make the jump, am I going to get attacked?
You think you... You think the wolves the are confusion? Stunned. Well, you no, I would say that you could get across without taking an attack, sure.
Okay. I am going to pick up Pop. Mm-hmm. Try to remember the poem about the treant.
Oh, yeah, kind of fucked you on that one.
Yeah. And then make the jump. Try and make the jump. I'll just to hobble it.
All right. With your reduced speed. Oh, do you get a bonus on... No, it's only a bonus on saving throws.
Yeah. If I was to maybe have a skip in my step and I move an extra 5 feet during my turn, that help?
Actually, yes. With the extra 5 feet, you easily get across.
I'd like to have a skip of my step.
Absolutely.
Well, you're pretty happy the wolves aren't trying to kill you anymore, I guess. Yeah.
As you land on the other side, the bridge begins getting so low that it's starting to turn into a ladder.
Oh,
and
fuck.
With Pop in one arm, you can't climb a ladder.
Okay.
We'll get to you in just a moment. Cribbit's. First off, Cribbit says, the brave man, he climbed up and got back to his friends. You get bardic inspiration. Mm-hmm. And in the back of your mind, you're really frustrated how good this song is.
It's such just a banger. It slaps off.
It just really fucking rules. It's so frustrating. And unfortunately, I don't think he has any spells that can help you.
That's fine.
Yeah, unfortunately, I thought he might have had Long Strider, but he does not. Cribbit makes his way to the edge and reaches out with his two mitts towards you, but imagine
he's a little frog.
A little frog dude.
Yeah, imagine you're sitting on the other side of tables from someone and they extend a toothpick out towards you. It's like two child's arms reaching out
you
for
know
you.
Well, very well that if you grabbed Cribbit's hands, you'd just both fall off.
Yeah. I appreciate the gesture, though.
I always have this wild magic roll, if you ever need it, dammit.
The direst...
I think maybe you might need it, my dude.
Yeah, actually.
I think you might be in a bit more of a dire situation
than I am.
We're both in. Look, now might be a time.
It's so risky.
It's the direst wolves' turn. Uh-huh. They are not being observed by either player, so I'm not telling you what they're doing.
That's fair.
It's Tarpos's turn. And Hector, you see a tiny little dart frog climbing up next to you. The dart frog looks at you and then the dart frog transforms.
No, that's extra weight.
No, it's on the, sorry, it's on the side where the bridge isn't.
Okay.
The dart frog transforms into a, what's a big monkey that can climb? Like an orangutan?
Yeah.
Transforms into an orangutan. It gestures for Pop.
Alrighty. I'll head, if I can do it on my turn, I will hand Pop over.
You hand Pop to the orangutan and then with a climb speed, the orangutan. Actually, it just maybe puts Pop in its legs and then climbs up.
What an unexpected thing to happen. Goodness me.
All right, that was Tarpos's turn. And Hector, it's back to you.
I will use that bardic inspiration and I will try and climb this ladder bridge.
You climb your way up to Cribbit. Mm-hmm. Cribbit grabs you and you feel like a little tugging at the hems of your shirt. But aside from that, Cribbit isn't very helpful.
Thank you.
At a certain point, Gorob Lushan arrive and they grab you with one hand and with surprising, well, not surprising, Gorob is quite strong.
Yeah.
With a lot of strength, they just heave you up and then all of you are on the other side. The raven, caw, 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 flying on your side now, leads you onwards. What would you like to do? The raven does not seem to be stopping for Pip. You can, if you want, try to search for Pip.
You fall in a waterfall.
I don't like my chances, if I'm honest.
You
can't really search for me.
All right. We have to come back to find your Manuel the Monster.
At the very least.
At the very, like, yeah, fair yeah. enough. But right now, I follow Muriel. Follow the raven.
All right. Maybe with a quick glance backwards. I'm sure Hector's the sort of person who maybe would take just a moment to look back. Actually,
with my devil sight, my beautiful
with your devil sight, yeah.
I'll just scan down, try and see a tumbling figure, try and see any kind of splashing, try and have a look and
Hector,
see what's
going on. You look back, and there is a lot of rushing white rapid water cascading down into more white, frothy water. You don't think it'd be possible for anyone to make out two figures among that. You're not even sure there, from the look of it, there might not even be much to see, much left to see.
Okay.
Then your gaze slowly tracks onto the other side of the ravine, where you see the direst wolves have quite clearly gotten over the fact that they were a little stunned at the sudden disappearance, probably death, of their leader and of Pip. You see, though, that they, now that they're over it, you see that they are sizing themselves up to jump across.
No.
They seem a lot less hesitant and a lot more confident at this jump than your party did.
I thought that was it.
Yeah.
I thought we'd run. I say, go down. I scoop up Cribbit or I scoop up Pop and I run. I run with the rest of them.
Meanwhile, in those white rapids, Pip, you keep tumbling. You shove with what little strength you have. You shove Boris. Onto the next rock. You hear a brief moment of as something cracks within him and you are thrown into his body. You keep tumbling. Boris and you trying to fight for control over who hits the next rock.
Bite him.
You manage to force Boris onto the next rock.
Oh, thank God.
Crack. Boris snarls and bites at you.
Mm-hmm.
Boris tries to sink his fangs into your shoulder, but you use that instead to force his head into the next rock.
Hell yeah.
Crack! His entire snout bends at an odd angle. You feel Boris go limp in your arms.
Mm-hmm.
You are unable to relish this moment, though, as you look, and the next thing that you see is a rock. Everything goes dark. Would you like to make death saving throws?
Oh, fuck. I mean, of course, but I don't know why it was a shock. 14.
14. That's a pass. Yeah, good.
6.
That's a fail.
9.
That's a fail. So you've got 2 fails, 1 success.
11.
That's a success. Wow, you're 2 successes, 2 fails. Good job.
16.
All right. We'll come back to
you. Did Boris, how's he doing? He'll eat my fucking sleeping corpse.
Okay. Hector. Go! You keep moving through the wilderness. Thankfully, it seems, even though the direst wolves presumably did jump that ravine, they either weren't as successful as your party, not to say that your party was necessarily 100% successful,
perhaps
they weren't actually as confident about it. Whatever the reason, the jumping of the ravine gives you a lot more time to move.
Okay.
Eventually, the woods begin to thin further and further and further. The snow begins to get heavier and heavier and heavier. And eventually, now, even with your devil's sight, you can't see the full 60 feet. The conditions, they actually have not yet progressed to blizzard. You did not realize it could snow this heavily without actually blizzarding.
Fuck.
It is, it is coming down thick. Heavy. You can see, though, in the thinning trees, you can see structures. At first, it looks like you're saved. Then, when you get a bit closer, you realize most of the structures are burnt out and destroyed. This is a village made out of maybe around 10 still-standing buildings, or it was once, I should say, a village. Now, it's but a ghost town. Some dark mark on the map that is Barovia that once, maybe long ago, had a name, but today it's nothing but a ghost town.
Okay. How's the, I guess, are we all, I guess, following the raven, right?
Yeah.
I guess when we get into this ghost town, just slow down, maybe be a bit more cautious, sort of maybe have a weapon ready.
As you're slowly, ponderously making your way in, everyone's quiet. Even Cribbit is not making a noise. The group slowly coalesces, kind of half behind you and Gora Blushen, who are forming like a front line. The raven, with one much more gentle call than you've been used to for the last hour or so, lands on a nearby wall and then slowly morphs into a badly wounded woman. She gingerly climbs down from the wall.
Muriel, I assume?
She nods.
Yes, we ran into your one of your
She coughs up some blood.
I put my hand on her and I cast
Yes, what do you cast?
It's a week and it's gone.
Yeah, I know. We burned through it so quickly, dude.
Let's say 5 points of lay on hands.
You heal her for 5 points. You realize something has, as you're channeling healing energy into her, you can see there is something gnarled within her. Mm. The healing energy spreads through her and then it hits walls as it's trying to move. You do heal her for the full 5 hit points, but there are some damages that you cannot heal truly. One of them is her throat has been badly slashed. Mm. You staunch the bleeding, but when she puts a hand to it and tries to speak, nothing comes out but air.
the tree. Can I inspect her for any sort of like poisons or diseases or anything like that?
You have a look over her, but you're too frazzled to really know.
Are you okay for the time being?
She nods, and then with her back up against the wall, she slumps down into a seated position.
We ran into one of your family members. He mentions that if we were to find you to fly away home, your family awaits.
She gestures to her broken arm and gives you like a... Mm.
I am Hector.
Her own blood, she writes on the wall, Muriel.
I was like, no, it's okay. I just, maybe sit down next to her, maybe like look around, look to the other people in this... This giant woman that we've also managed to acquire.
She's coming along.
Tarpos looks at the wounded party and you see there's kind of awkwardness on her face. And she says simply, I hunt food. She turns and walks away.
Oh, did anyone see Elainiel?
Muriel, do you want me to, did you let her write her name out at all?
Oh, she went to write the M, we'll be like, no. If she goes to gesture, Cribbit, do you have your pen and a piece of paper? We can
Cribbit hands her a pen and paper. She writes Muriel at the top, and then
we ran into you. Yes,
and then she continues onwards. And she continues on and writes, "Saw her sometimes in the trees. Don't know where she is."
She's very well hidden. What is this place?
She writes, "Don't know name. Just knew it was here."
Are we safe?
Direst wolves. I'm sorry. She probably doesn't say direst wolves. She doesn't know that term. Wolves won't search here.
Is there any other dangers here?
She writes disease? Question mark. And then she gestures to one of the. There are many piles of snow in this the town here, or I should say, what's left of it. At first, you thought they were just natural banks of snow, but when she gestures, she wipes away at it a little bit, and you can see there are piles of desiccated bodies covered in snow.
Oh.
She continues onwards, but think it's safe now.
Strad?
She nods. She slowly gets up and then gestures to one of the... There are no buildings that have complete roofs, but some of them have at least part of a roof, and part of a roof feels better than no roof at this point.
Yep, that's fair, is it? Okay, right. Let's head in and try to get warm, see what we need to do next.
You push open the front door to this building is badly damaged and doesn't want to move, but it can't be forced. You see that a big red X has been painted onto the door, and when you force it open, it's a single room dwelling. There's a bed over to one side. Good news, bad news. The bed is in the part where it would be covered by what's left of the roof, so there is actually an undercover bed here. The bad news is there are two corpses cuddled together in it.
Is it possible to remove? Are they on a sheet? Can we go wrap them up in a
it's
blanket?
It's a very threadbare sheet, but you could take it off them and then remove them from the bed.
Wrap them up in it.
Oh yeah, you could do that as well.
And get them outside so that we are not in the presence of that.
Silently, you and Gora Blushin do this. Cribbit moves over to what's left of the bed, and he just sits down next to it, and he's just quietly thinking, I suppose.
Is there anywhere? Look, I'm looking around for, furnishings, like wooden furnishings that we can kind of maybe break down to maybe just make a makeshift fire.
Sure, you could do that. Yeah, there's enough very dry wood here to make a little fire. You start a fire.
Asking if it's safe. Like, would it be safe to have a fire? Or
Muriel writes down on the paper, probably.
Okay, I think that is best. So we don't die of hypothermia. Yeah. Right, let us make a fire. Do you know where that lake, that waterfall went to?
She writes, Luna Lake, somewhere to the east.
Well, we need to find my friend, or at the very least his book.
She nods and says, we'll search tomorrow.